Assalamu alaikum. Good morning, everyone. My presentation will be about state of democracy in Turkey from the perspective of rule of law. I will first begin with an analysis of rule of law, and then I will proceed to an analysis of the state of democracy and rule of law in Turkey. The principle of rule of law is considered to be one of the main pillars of democracy, liberal democracies. Furthermore, the independence of the judiciary is the backbone of the rule of law. In a sense, the rule of law means that citizens are subject only to the law, not to the whims of either a dictator or a democratic majority. Those who hold the political power must rule not on the basis of their arbitrary decisions, but on the basis of law. As Friedrich Hayek von Hayek puts it, quote, stripped of all technicalities, the rule of law means that government in its all actions is bound by rules fixed and announced beforehand, rules which make it possible to foresee with fair certainty how the authority will use its coercive powers in given circumstances and to plan one's individual's affairs on the basis of this knowledge, unquote. The main motive of limiting the government by law is to protect fundamental human rights. And this is a recent phenomenon. Throughout history, humanity has been subject to the arbitrary decisions of sultans or the kings. Even in democratic polities, such as ancient Athens, the individual's rights were not under protection against the decisions of majority. In a liberal democracy, the rule of law is sovereign and all citizens are bound by law and accountable to the independent courts. Francis Fukuyama sheds light on this feature of liberal democracy by distinguishing between the rule by law and rule of law. Accordingly, the rule by law corresponds to the commands of the ruler, while the rule of law refers to the fact that even the most powerful actors within a polity are bound by the law. Thus, we can find rule by law even in dictatorships, but rule of law exists only in liberal democracies. Democracies that are not based on the principle of the rule of law are variously called delegative democracy, illiberal democracy, and competitive authoritarianism. The laws in a liberal democracy are administered by an independent and impartial judiciary. This is the backbone of the principle of the rule of law, as I explained before. An independent judiciary ensures the separation of powers and serves to limit the government. In a country where the judiciary is under the control of the government, it is impossible to talk about the existence of rule of law, and it is impossible to protect human rights against the violations by the government. Now, after this brief introduction to the principle of rule of law, I would like to proceed to the state of rule of law in Turkey. The principle of rule of law has never been strong in Turkey. In fact, the weakness of the principle of rule of law can be traced back to the foundation of the Republic. The Turkish Republic was founded back in 1923 by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk and his colleagues. And the Republic was modeled after it was based on an official ideology named Kemalism, right? And the main tenets of this ideology is secularism and modeled after French laicism and Turkish nationalism. Thus, the new state would be a secular Turkish state. It would be secular and it would be Turkish. All state institutions were designed to foster this aim of creating a modern secular Turkish nation-state. In this sense, judiciary was not an exemption. Judiciary had the role of securing also secularism and Turkishness of the new state. The judiciary, along with the military bureaucracy, was given the role of guarding the secular nation state against the ethnic and religious threats. This system is called tutelage system, vesayet sistemi. And it was not possible to call, in this sense, Turkish judicial system as independent and impartial, given its role of preserving the secular nation state. This role of the judiciary was consolidated after 1960 and 1980 military interventions. Turkey experienced two military interventions in the 20th century, and they have consolidated the tutelage system. After 1960 coup, a new constitution was accepted, and the new constitution brought some novelties, such as the establishment of constitutional court and the foundation of High Council of Judges and High Council of Prosecutors. In 1982 constitution, which was introduced after 1980 coup, a more strict tutelage system was introduced by the Kemalist system. The control by the military and judiciary over the state and society was secured. The game-changing event in Turkish politics occurred on November 3, 2002. On that day, the Justice and Development Party, led by Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, won the general elections. This came as a shock to the tutelage system, because Justice and Development Party was formed by politicians with Islamic backgrounds. The tutelage system was alarmed. In order to ward off the threat coming from the tutelage system with its judicial and military components, the Justice and Development Party presented itself as a conservative democratic party whose leaders rejecting their Islamist past. This stance was also reflected in the Justice and Development Party's policies. At the beginning, the party was very reformist and pursued liberal democratic reforms with the purpose of making Turkey a full member of European Union. As a result of these reforms, Turkey was granted the status of official candidacy and accession negotiations have started in 2005. However, the tutelage system in the first decade of Justice and Development Party rule tried to intervene with the government. First, during the election of the President Abdullah Gül, and later with the case of party closure against Justice and Development Party. In the first case, with the election of the President Abdullah Gül, he was supposed to be a president, elected president, and the military, just before his elections, issued an electronic ultimatum stating that a person with an Islamist background cannot be president of Turkey. But Justice and Development Party did not give in, and they proceeded to elect Abdullah Gül as the 11th president of Turkey. But during the process, they had great difficulties, but they succeeded in the end. Second intervention from the tutelage system came as a party closure case against Justice and Development Party, and the party barely survived that attack as well. The judicial dimension of the tutelage system was tackled by a referendum that took place on September 12, 2010. On that day, a referendum took place and 58% of the population voted in favor of the proposed changes, most of which were pro-democracy reforms. most important changes were related to judiciary. One such constitutional amendment changed the structure of the High Council of the Judges and Prosecutors. The High Council of Judges and Prosecutors in the past consisted of 7 members who were elected from the members among the members of high courts like Court of Cassation and Council of State, and primary duty or mission of this council was to protect the tutelage system and the continuation of the state as it was founded on the Kemalist ideology. So the appointments of judges and prosecutors were observed by this commission, and they wanted to secure that always Kemalist judges and prosecutors would come to positions of power. With the amendment, the membership was increased to 22 and was made more pluralistic and accountable by ensuring that 10 members were elected by the votes of the judges and prosecutors from lower-ranking courts. Another important change regarding the structure of the judiciary was the reshaping of the Constitutional Court. Before the amendment, the court had 15 members, and with the amendment, 17 prime members with no reserve members were instituted, and the democratic character of the court was also increased by granting the Turkish Grand National Assembly the right to choose 3 members to the court. It is not misleading to say that by 2010, the tutelage system had been dismantled in Turkey. Justice and Development Party entered 2011 elections against this background. It won a great victory by getting 50% of the votes in 2011. The expectation was that government would attempt to solve the remaining problems with respect to democratization and human rights in Turkey. However, instead of improving human rights and rule of law standards, the Justice and Development Party has established its own hegemony over the judiciary. In other words, a civilian tutelage was constructed. This hegemony was not established overnight. It took several years and a great deal of struggle. One of the biggest struggles the Justice and Development Party has fought was against the Gülenists. The Justice and Development Party and the Gülenists, who Gülenists are the group of people who were led by a former preacher named Fethullah Gülen, residing in the United States since 2007, since 1997. And they are now considered to be a terrorist organization called Fethullahist Terror Organization, since their involvement in the coup attempt in 2016. Justice and Development Party and the Gülenists had been closely allied against the Kemalist tutelage system. However, after the dismantlement of the tutelage system, they got into a power struggle among themselves. Another factor affecting the position of the Justice and Development Party was its attitude towards the Kurds and Kurdish problem. First in 2009, and then in 2013, steps were taken toward the solution of the Kurdish problem. But this process was seen as a tool to ensure the continuation of the Justice and Development Party rule rather than a permanent solution to the problem. Another turning point in Justice and Development Party's policy was the Gezi protests in 2013. The protests started in Istanbul's Taksim Square to stop an anti-environmental project and spread across the country after harsh reaction by the police. Then Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan considered these protests a coup attempt against the government and used them as an excuse to crack down on the opposition and civil society. Finally, the coup attempt of 2016 played a crucial role in the establishment of an illiberal democracy in Turkey. In this presentation, I basically argue that Justice and Development Party, first with the help of Gulenists, and then without Gulenists, after their breakup, without the help of Gulenists, aimed to capture the judiciary. This was achieved first through the capture of High Council of Judges and Prosecutors. As I explained a few minutes ago, in 2010 there was a constitutional amendment and the structure of the High Council of Judges and Prosecutors was changed. And new elections were made, and Justice and Development Party in 2010, with the help of the Gulenists, captured the High Council of Judges and Prosecutors. From then on, they appointed new members to especially high courts.
Five minutes left.
Yeah. Thank you. The Court of Cassation, the Court of State of Council, and Constitutional Court. After the breakup, after the fallout between Gulenists and the government established new coalitions with new partners, such as nationalists, and they continued to dominate the higher echelons of judiciary. High courts were redesigned by the Justice and Development Party within 6 years through four law changes. Basically, the government, with law changes, increased the number of the members of the high courts and appointed new members close to his party, and then with another law decreased the numbers of the members of the of those courts, so dominating, packing these courts with the people affiliated and close to Justice and Development Party. This created a dependent and partial judiciary in Turkey. In conclusion, a competent and independent and impartial judiciary is fundamental to the rule of law, particularly in respect of the fair administration of justice and for the protection of human rights. It is therefore essential that a judicial system is able to guarantee the independence and effectiveness of its courts and judges. As presented in this paper, independence of the judiciary has always been problematic in Turkey. Between 1923 and 2010, it was tutelage system that dominated the judiciary, and judiciary was not independent and impartial. However, after 2010, this time, Justice and Development Party created its own tutelage over the judiciary. Today, independent voices within the judiciary are silenced. There is a widespread atmosphere of fear among the judges and prosecutors. Those who dare to give decisions that annoy the political power are either dismissed from the office or transferred to another city. This creates an attitude of self-censorship among the judicial personnel in Turkey. Thus, it is impossible to speak about the existence of the rule of law in Turkey. In fact, this situation is reflected in the international indexes that measure the state of the rule of law across the world. According to World Justice Project's Rule of Law Index, Turkey ranks 116th among 140 countries in 2022. This state of affairs places Turkey not among the constitutional liberal democracies, but among the illiberal democracies. Thank you for your attention.